We are up to Kaddish. And since the Rishayim explain over here Al Piroiv, Kaddish, so at least the part of Kaddish that said now, after Yishtabach, before Baruch Hu, we'll explain over here. Now, before we explain the Kaddish itself, there's a few points to point out. The Chashulchan says that this Kaddish, we're regular to call Chatzi Kaddish, but it's not really Chatzi Kaddish. Really, this is the Kaddish. Everything else is additions. The Kaddish we're supposed to hear seven times a day, Sheva B'Yamal Ticho, it's a chiyuv to hear it seven times a day, and if somebody didn't hear it seven times a day, it takes precedent to hearing Kaddush, even as it's brought down in Halacha. This counts as one of those Kaddish, from the Dinim of Kaddish, has all the dinim of Kaddish, because it's not really a Chatzi Kaddish, but this is the main focus, the main point of the Kaddish. This is the Iker Kaddish. Now, Kimina for saying it's Amens in Milo Psuki de Zimro, Ramayshan Igris Mayshan Mesupik, and some of the Amens of the Kaddish, Shalom, if you're allowed to say it, but the Amens of the Chatzi Kaddish, of what we call Chatzi Kaddish, for sure are said during Psuki de Zimro. Now, why do we say Kaddish here, specifically the Shibbeil HaLeket says that we find many times after Pesukim we say Kaddish. The reason for that is because as the Rishayim tell us, the entire Torah is Tzirufi Oisius of Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know all the Tzirufi Shemus. But after we say Pesukim, we say Kaddish to Mekaddish the Shemus that we didn't know to be Mechavim for. They're above our understanding or the ones that we don't know. And therefore we say Kaddish to be Mekaddish to Yishemus that should have come out of it, that they should come out of it. The Kaddish in itself, in its essence, is very auspicious tefillah. On the one hand, there's grace of Milus, grace of Sidus from the Kaddish. So much so that in the Zohar, in other places it says, the Kivo once found and the Shama, many years after, was Nifter. And he found it being persecuted by Malchi Chavala. And he asked him, what hope does he have? And he said, his hope is if his son says after him, Kaddish. And Kiva went and he tracked down the son and he taught him to say Kaddish. And with that, the Neshama came back to Kiva and told him that he speared him from the dinim that he had. And this is above and beyond what we regularly say, Bro Mizaka Abba, that the son has an ability to Mizaka his father from the dinim, and give him schusim in the yomis al yainim. But there's something unique about the Kaddish when it said avur the nifter. On the other hand, it's chamal ma'oid, the iser of talking during Kaddish. In Talal Bayo, it says the blazer Rabbi Yossi once saw Elio Anavi going with 4,000 gemalim to Unais. 4,000 loaded donkeys. He asked him, what is on it? And he told him, it's the ton, Afichema. So Rabbi Yossi asked him, what are they for? And he said, it's for those that talk by Kaddish, between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, Bein HaProk. But this is one of the places that he mentioned, was somebody that's talking in the middle of Kaddish. That's how chomer it is. On the other hand, the iser of talking in the middle of Kaddish. I'll see soon that maybe even certain places in Afsaka without talking could be problematic. Now, Kaddish is mainly written in Lashon Aramis. The Yavit says it's fully written in Lashon Aramis. Some Rishayim say it's written in Lashon Aramis except for the 10 Shvachim that we'll talk about soon. Rashi in Sefer Paradis says that most of the Shvachim are Aramis also. Very few of them are Lashon HaKadosh. Why is it that Kaddish is written in Lashon Aramis more than all other tefillahs? Why is it that Kaddish is not in Lashon Aramis? So there are three reasons that we find for this. Three main reasons. Some of these reasons are divided into subcategories. One reason the Rishayim say is that Chazal tell us that the Olam, the world, stands at Kedusha the Sidra, the Kaddish,
The Gemara Tzayt the Beptat tells us that it stands asidu the kedusha v'heishmei rabba de'gadto. It stands on the seder of the kedusha and heishmei rabba v'agado. So says the Rishayim, the Avudram, the Rekech, and others, that since the Amoraites don't understand, only Aramis, because that was the language of the people, therefore Chazal were resacking it, Elosh and Aramis, so they should be able to answer properly, because the world stands on it. They should understand what they're saying, and they should answer properly. This is one reason the Rishayim say. Rishayim Shalom Hirsch, others, Achrayim, they say a different reason. And the reason is, because Kaddish is to be Kaddish. Everything in the world is in Shemayim. That's the essence, the point of Kaddish. That we be Kaddish everything for Shemayim. So we want to say, even the Lashon Aramis, even the Chol, to remind the person that he has the ability and he should sanctify. Even the Chol, Lichvayt Shemayim. And that's what Kaddish is, the Kaddish of Kaddish is the ability to be Kaddish. And the lesson of it, that it teaches a person to be Kaddish, even the Chol, Lishem Shemayim. Even the Chol to be Lishem Shemayim. There's another reason the Rishayim, and the Rishayim say that the reason we say Kaddish Lashon Aramis is because the Malach HaSharis don't understand Aramis. And therefore we say in Lashon Aramis in order that the Malachim shouldn't understand it. This is the third reason. Now this reason itself, there's many different reasons, many different explanations why we don't want the Malachim to understand it. One reason that is given is the Rishayim say, because when we say Yehesh Mei Rabba, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Gimel tells us that when Klai says Yehesh, I mean Yehesh Mei Mevarech HaGovel, which is the Rishayim tells Yehesh Mei Rabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Merneh, and he says, Oyle Lebonim Shechriu HaBayis, that woes to the children, that their Av was Machar their Bayis and Goyle Oysom from their Adama, because of the Averis. And at that time, there's a Tsar in front of Hashem. So first of all, the Malachim can't see the Tzar of Hashem. They're not used to seeing the Tzar of Hashem. And number two, they will be mekatrig and klai yisol chas v'sholem. And since we don't want them to be mekatrig and klai yisol, so therefore we say Bashan Aramis, so they shouldn't understand it. So they shouldn't be mekatrig and klai yisol. The Yavetz tells us a different reason why we don't want the Malachim to understand it, because the Malachim could be Mekatrik. Based on the Rishayim say that the Malachim are Meskane in this Tefillah. The Malachim are jealous of the Tefillah, therefore we don't want them to understand it. Why is it that the Malachim are jealous? And what does it mean the Malachim are jealous? So Shem Shavinkus explains, really there's two types of jealousies. There's sometimes that Reuven's jealous of Shimon because Shimon has something that Reuven doesn't have. So Shimon is jealous of him. There's another type of kinnah where Reuven and Shimon have the same thing. But Reuven thinks to himself, I'm a millionaire. For me, it's passes that I should have a fancy car, a fancy house. This Shimon, he barely makes $50,000 a year. It doesn't pass that he should have a fancy suit, a fancy house, a fancy car. Even though he doesn't have fancier than him. But he's jealous. It's a type of kiddah because you won't believe somebody in his status should have it. It's reserved only for your status. So the matter of Kaddish is so great, the Rishayim tell us. And therefore, explains to Shem Shempinkas, that the Malachim are Meskana because they don't feel that it passes for Klal Yisrael to have this. To have this unique tefillah. So why are the Miskana in this tefillah? And what does this mean? So the Yavetz explains it to be that the kinnah of the Malachim is that we say Kaddish between every time, all the four halakim of davening, we explained that there's four parts of davening connected to the four elamis of Abiyah. And when we go from each one to the next, after Karbonis, after Pesukim Dezimra, after Shemoneh Esrei, and after Vayetzi, we go from the different elamis, we say a Kaddish between all the different steps of the elamis, from one world to the next. And this is what the Malachim have jealousy of, because Malachim are Oimdim. Malachim don't travel from world to world. And therefore, Malachim have a kinnah of the ability of Klal Yisrael to be a mahalik, that they have an ability and a kayach to go from island to island, from world to world. This is what the Malachim are miskanin. Others say, because in this world, Malachim are more chosher than Klal Yisrael. But the Mesa Mashiach, Klal Yisrael is going to be more chosher. And therefore the Malachim want to prevent it. And therefore they would make a kitchen in Klal Yisrael, because they don't want the Gula Asidah to come that we're davening for. And therefore they would make a kitchen in Klal Yisrael. And therefore we'd have to say in Lashon HaRama, so they shouldn't understand it. Now, on some of these pshatim, I want to expound on it a little bit on what the Rishonim say. On the pshat that we said that the Malachim don't understand Aramis. So the Rebbe Yochar brings two deis. Does it mean that any Lashon of that they don't understand? And he says, because why should Dafka Aramis they don't understand? Because Aramis is the most carved Lashon HaKadosh. That's why the Gemara Chazal tells us Hashem is going to call Yisrael to Babel, because the Yishayil is Shainam, called the Lashon HaKadosh. So if that's the case, how is it that they understand other Lashonim and they don't understand Lashon HaKadosh, and therefore some Yishayim say because of this, that it means that the Malachim don't understand any other language except for Lashon HaKadosh. The Lav Dafka Aramis. There's another child of Yishayim that only specifically Aramis they don't understand. So what does it mean they don't understand the Aramis? And why shouldn't they understand the Aramis if, as Rishonim pointed out, it's the most doimit to Lashon HaKadosh? So Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains this. That Aramis is a chelik of the Torah. It was given at Sinai. Part of the Torah is about Aramis. Yagar Sadusa, Targum was given in the Torah. What is the Pshat in Aramis? Aramis is like the backside of the Torah. There's a recognition of something from his front, a Rias Panim. A facial recognition, which is a much stronger way of recognizing something, it. And there's a Rias Acharov, a backside recognition, which is a much lower level of recognition. Klal Yisrael was only Moshe Rabbeinu was upon a lot of row. He wasn't a Zaycha to see Hashem from the front, but he was Zaycha to see Acharai. And Hashem said that he'll be Mavra upon him. The Yikra B'Shem Hashem, a Kriya Shem, a knowing of the name of the person, that's that car from behind the person. But there's more of an akar that a person can come to when he sees the face of the person. He can see even the person himself, what type of mood he's in. He's happy, he's sad, he's angry, he's upset, he's joyful, he's laughing. That's something that's only seen from the Pnim. So too, the Torah has a Pnim and an Achor. The Malachim see more of it than us right now. They see the Panim. But there's a second side to the Torah as well. There's an Achor, and that the Malachim are not zeichet to see. That's something that's only for Klal Yisrael, and that's the Lashon of Targum. That's something that's only for Klal Yisrael, and that's the Lashon of Targum. And therefore specifically Targum, which is the backside of Torah they don't understand. And its relationship to the Torah, what Targum is, that's something that was only given for Klal Yisrael and not to the Malachim. Now the Rishonim ask, the Rekech, the Rebbe Yochar, they ask that if we want the Amei Aretz to understand Kaddish, because it's so important, why didn't we make other tefillas, B'Lashon Aramis, also, in order that people should understand them? Why don't we make Shemoneh Esrei B'Lashon Aramis, that people should be able to understand Shemoneh Esrei? So they say the reason for this is based on a Gemara in Saito, Daflam Gimel, that the Gemara says that the Malachim don't understand Lashon Aramis, and therefore a person shouldn't be Shal Tzrochim for Lashon Aramis. A person shouldn't ask for Tzrochim in Lashon Aramis, because the Malachim don't understand the Lashon Aramis. And there's a help that we get with the Malachim, they're nice and liyad, so to speak, to Atfilo. Damar Abelcha Kashal Tzrochim Lashon Arami, Ein Malachi Asharis, Nizkalkin Lod, Ifishay Malachi Asharis, Makim Lashon Arami. The Malachi Asharis are not Nizkak for his Tfilo, because they don't understand Lashon Arami. Therefore, Tfilos, Shemana Esrei, we can't say Lashon Arami. Davka Kaddish, which is Kulish Vachim, we can say Lashon Arami, because we don't need the Malachim for that, because it's not a Tfilo, but it's Kulish Vachim. L'dayti, we could say another tarot to this as well, based on the Gemara, because the Gemara over there asked the Stiro, that the mission, the Gemara says, V'eilin Amar B'chol Lashon, and Tfilo is one of them. So the Gemara asks, V'tfilo B'chol Lashon, V'amar B'hudu O'el Ma'ish O'adam Tzachim Lashon Aramis, because of this member of B'yachin, the B'lachim don't understand it. So the Gemara says, like, Kasha ha-B'yachin ha-B'tzibor. This is B'yachin, this is B'tzibor, the B'yachin, where we need to come on to the Malachim. But Mashiach, the Tzibor doesn't need it. As the Parashi says, the Pasuk says, Henkel Kaber Layimus, Enei Mois B'Tfilos and Shal Rabim. The Fizel, there's another fundamental difference between Kaddish and everything else. Because Kaddish is unique, that it's a Tfilah, it's exclusively said B'Tzibor, it's not said B'Yachid. Tfilos Menasre is said B'Yachid, so even though it's important that everybody should understand it, but since B'Yachid and Malachim are not nice in Yad, so therefore, we can't say it Lashon Aramis. Mashiach in Kaddish, which is only said with Tzibur. So even though there are parts of Kaddish, as Mishayim Masalas Bavarn, that are Tfilos, they're not only Shvachim, even though Rubai Shvachim, but the entire Kaddish is said with Tzibur, and therefore it's not uncle to the Malachim, and therefore able to say it Lashon Aramis. Now let's go to the beer of the Kaddish itself. We start off Yiskadel, V'Yiskadesh. It should come big and Shem Kaddish, Shmei Rabo. So it comes from a pasuk in the Yecheskel, Lamechesk, Kvidl Lamechesk, pasuk of Gimel, that talks about the Mechemes Goy Gemagoy, that the pasuk says, V'Yiskadalti, V'Yiskadashti. And the Rishonim explained that then, when Mashiach comes, it will be Misrabo, the Kvayt Shemayim in the world. What it means is, Yiskadal, V'Yiskadal, Shmei, some Rishonim had Shmei with a Yod. Shmei Rabo will come big and will come Kaddish. The name of Hashem, the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem Yud Kei, Shmei with Yud, Shem Yud Kei. Because now as the Avadram and the other Rishayim tell us, Ein Hashem Kal Shalom, Ein Akizei Shalom, Ad She Yimcha Shmei Shalom Malik, Ba Mechem Is Gagum Magig, when Mashiach comes, it will be Shalom. And that's what we say, Yizkada Vizkada, Shmei Rabo, Mishas, Mechem Is Gagum Magig. And the Avadram says it's a marshal, that there was a king that his son was in jail, and the king sent messengers to free him from jail. And on the way home from jail, some bandits attacked him on the way home. And the king was furious. I just took my son out of jail. And this is what people are doing to him. And he promised he won't rest till he takes revenge from them. So too says that Avadram. Hashem was playing the Klai, so he makes Hasurim from Mitzrayim. And on the way out, Amalek was loichim with them. So Nidba Hashem, Shein Hashem Shalom, and Akizei Shalom, Ad Sheyim Cheshmoy Shalom Amalek. And this is what we doubt in the Mashiach should come. And it should be Nisrabo, it should come bigger, the shame of Hashem, that it should come from the Yud Hei to Yud Kei Vov Kei. It is fully, it's an entirety. It should come bigger, the name of Hashem. Now the Rishonim ask, if it's the shame Yud Kei, why do we call it Shmai Rabo, the big name of Hashem? L'chara, it's the half a name of Hashem. We should call it something to show that it's incomplete. So the Rishonim say, because the name of Hashem, it's so great that even a part of it is a Dover Gadol, even part of it is great, and therefore we call it Shmei Rabo. Now we say in Kaddish, 10 Lashonis of Shvachah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yizkadal V'Yizkadash, now, and then afterwards we can say Yizbarach V'Yishtabach, another 8. So the Shayim tell us it's Keneged, Aseret HaDibris, and the Yom HaMar, Shnivru B'Hem Shemayim V'Oretz, that's why we don't say 10 Lashonis. Based on this, the Rishonim say that the reason why we split Yiskadah Yiskadah from the rest of them is, the Rekeach says, because just like Baman Torah, Anoich and Noyiyah, the first two were given from Hashem, not Moshe, but they were given from Hashem direct. The other eight were given Moshe from Piyah Gvura. So to be Miram is that we split it up, we first say Yiskadah Yiskadah, then afterwards we say the other eight, which is a reference to the eight that came from Moshe from Piyah Gvura, not from Hashem himself. The Siach Yitzchok in Birchas Kriya Shema explains that the Goyim think that Kedusha is separation. Hashem separates himself from this world. Galus is only Nikkur in the Shemayim. There they can see the Galus of Hashem. They think Kedusha is in this world. Kedusha is like the preachers of Hashem. So Hashem is Pirush from this world. But there's no preachers in Shemayim. But in Shemayim they see Gadlus, and in this world we don't see Gadlus. And they think that Kedusha is only in this world and Gadlus is only in Shemayim. So we say Yiskadah v'Yiskadash to tell you not like that. But they're both in both. There's Gedulah, even in Shemayim, Hashem is so great, as we said, HaShpil Liris B'Shemayim U'Va'aretz, there's HaShpola from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even Liris B'Shemayim. And therefore, it's a Gedulah even Klapei Hashem, and Prishul, I'm sorry, therefore it's even a precious copy of the Shemayim. And a person, through Avodas Hashem, could also be Makir, the Godless Habayre. And therefore there could be Gedula, even copy people, and that's what we say, Yiskadah Yiskadah Shmei Rabo Ba'omo Divro, in the world that he created. Even in this world, we could have Sai Gedula and Sai Kedusha. Now the Rishonim say, Rabbi's Ois is Boro, because Yiskadah Yiskadah Shmei Yishem Yud Kei Rabo is Boro, that Hashem created the world with this name, that Hashem created the world with the Isis Yud and Hey, the Adam Hazeh and Adam Habo, with the Yud and with the Hey, the Adam Hazeh is Behei Behi Borom, and the Adam Habo with the Yud, that even the Chatzi Shem Hashem, so to speak, the Nafol name of Hashem, created the world. But Omo, where should it be in the Scottish? But Omo, in this world, Divro, that Hashem created Kiruse, like His will. So it's Machlekes Rishonim. What does it mean, like His will? Does it mean that Ba'omo Divro Chiruse, like the will of Hashem, meaning it's going back in the words Yiskadah V'Yiskadash, that Hashem wants that His name should be Gadol V'Kadosh in the entire world? What will that be? L'maisa Mashiach, we are in the world. And that will be Kiruse, because Hashem's Ratzin was that the world should be Niskadish in its entirety. The Shem should be Shalom and the Kisei Shalom. Right now it's not like that, but also it will be like that. This is how some Rishonim learn. Other Rishonim learn that it means Ba'oma Divra, the world that Hashem created, Chiruse, like His will. So the Rishonim say, because before Hashem made a person, He asked if He should make a person. And that's why I say Chitzonim, Chitzonim, Yireyov. Because the Neshamas of the Tzadikim were involved. But in the Bria Sa'adim was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then therefore we say Chiruse. Misham Shofar Hirsch says it's more than that. Everything in this world happens, we think that things are happening, not like the will of Hashem, but Be'etzem, everything is made, the world is created the way Hashem wants it, all to bring to the master plan. We think things will be better, but this is the way Hashem wants it, this is the best it can be, and that's what we say, the constant creating of the world is, Kiruse, everything is the way Hashem wants it, this is the way it needs to be to the world to reach its ultimate tikkun. Rechaim V'Lajma says, Ba'omu D'Rav Kiruse, a different haich, that it's sort of like a Shosani Kirtzoinoi. That's like an achama to us, that even though there's not perfection for us, there's things that we're missing, but we're saying that Hashem created the world kiruse, like His will, the way that He wanted it to be. And therefore, Makabo, it's similar to that the Isha says, Shasani Kirtzainai.